the rest of the story. It was an experimental aircraft, and it represented the biggest aviation contract in American military history. The designers whom the Army had contacted were obligated not only to produce the machine, but to conduct the test flights and to train flyers. Many in the Army were skeptical, for if the manufacturer's claims could be believed, this craft of theirs would not only outmaneuver anything ever built, but it would fly faster than any airplane ever before. So, the testing began early in September, Fort Myer, near Washington, D.C. By twilight of the 12th, every aviation record in the book had been broken. But this is the rest of the story. A 26-year-old Lieutenant Tom Selfridge had requested to go along on one of those test flights, and his request was granted September 17. The craft was airborne about 4 minutes when the trouble started. The pilot would later recall that he'd heard an unfamiliar tapping sound coming from somewhere in the rear of the plane. Unable to identify its source, he informed Lieutenant Selfridge that they should prepare to land immediately. But then at once, two colossal thumps. The craft shuddered violently and swerved to the right. The pilot fumbled for the proper controls, quickly discovering that the control surfaces in the tail were utterly inoperable. Frantically, the pilot attempted to compensate, and he did manage to get the plane pointed back toward the airfield, directly at the airfield, in fact, straight down. The craft pulled out of its nosedive at the last moment, but not in time to avoid a crash. The pilot never lost consciousness. He was pulled from the wreckage. He was asking about his passenger, Lieutenant Selfridge. And yet the extent of the injuries to both men was yet to be determined. And the next day, an assortment of fragments from the crash was brought to the test pilot's bedside. And from critical pieces, he was able to reconstruct what had happened. A stress fracture, which deformed a surface, which caused unequal thrust, which created a vibration, which loosened a wire, and so on, and so on. By then it hardly mattered. The aircraft was lost, the pilot was left with multiple fractures, including 4 broken ribs, and his passenger, Lieutenant Selfridge, was dead. He had died of head injuries shortly after the accident. And in doing so, he made aviation history. To this day, Tom Selfridge, who only wanted to go along for the ride, is remembered in history as the first man ever to die in an air crash. For that fatal flight, that autumn test run at Fort Myer, took place September 17, 1908. And the aircraft designer test pilot, who might have been killed but was not, the test pilot who might have been killed but survived, the man at the controls when that grim precedent was set, had been at the controls not quite 5 years previous. Not quite 5 years previous to set the most significant precedent in the entire saga of human flight. The fortunate aviator seeking to sell the Army on aviation was Orville Wright. Now you know the rest of the story.